Good morning. For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Monday, June 23rd, 2014. It's the third day of summer. Lovely weather continues today. It's mostly sunny with a high near 82 degrees, similar tomorrow with a high in the low 80s. The rest of the week, though, there's a chance of showers, thunderstorms, but it should be nice by the weekend once again. The Ukraine declared a ceasefire on Sunday against Russian separatists. It called on both sides to negotiate a compromise. Russian President Vladimir Putin said the compromise must guarantee the rights of the Russian-speaking residents of eastern Ukraine. They must feel like they are an integral part of their own country, Putin said. His conciliatory words came as Russia began large-scale military exercises and after NATO accused Russia of moving troops back towards the Ukrainian border. Putin appears determined to keep up the pressure to force the Kiev government to give the eastern industrial regions more powers and to prevent Ukraine from moving too close to the European Union or NATO. He also wants to avoid more punishing sanctions from the U.S. and particularly from the European Union. Their leaders will meet Friday in Brussels. Putin needs to be seen as cooperating with efforts to de-escalate the conflict. Initially, the Kremlin dismissed the peace plan Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko laid out Friday, but in a statement issued late Saturday, Putin said he welcomed the ceasefire and Poroshenko's intention to take other concrete steps to reach a peaceful settlement. As part of his plan, Poroshenko suggested a decentralization of power to give the regions more political authority. He also proposed new local and parliamentary elections and measures to protect the language rights of Russian speakers in the East. Putin discussed the ceasefire on Sunday with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande. In local news, activists from the World Can't Wait and StopMassArrest.net are calling for folks to pack the Manhattan Criminal Court at 100 Center Street this morning. That's where young men detained in a mass arrest at West Harlem housing complexes are scheduled to appear. Community members say 400 paramilitary-styled NYPD officers raided Grant and Manhattanville houses at dawn on June 4th. Governor Cuomo threw his support to Charlie Rangel in the Democratic primary for New York's 13th congressional district on Sunday. Rangel, who is now 84 years old, is running for his 23rd term in the House of Representatives. Rangel's main opponent is New York State Senator Adriano Espaillat. Should Espaillat win the primary Tuesday and the general election in November, he would be the first Dominican-born member of Congress. Besides Cuomo's endorsement, Rangel gained endorsements from Chuck Schumer, Kirsten Gillibrand, and Bill Clinton. Espaillat has been endorsed by Melissa Mark Viverito and Scott Stringer. New York City Mayor de Blasio, who once managed a Rangel campaign, stayed out of making any endorsements in the race. In another instance of the reach of online communications, lawyers have been given the green light to scan the social media site of jurors. The American Bar Association says it's ethical for lawyers to scour online for publicly available musings of citizens called for jury service and even jurors in deliberations. Our New York City mayor says America needs a new urban agenda that addresses poverty, internet access, and other issues facing cities. De Blasio spoke alongside several city leaders Sunday at the U.S. Conference of Mayors annual meeting in Dallas, Texas. He was chosen to chair a new inequality task force called the Cities of Opportunity Task Force. It will look at actions so member cities can help the poor and middle class.
Educate your daughters about finance. Explain to them that someone's not riding in here on a horse, going to take care of them. They need to be smart about financial matters. They need to understand that there's a direct correlation between poverty and the brink and their education.
Maria Shriver delivered a city festo to the mayors, 10 ways to move cities forward.
In the city festo, we talk a lot about you know, obviously getting the report, reading it, implementing. We talk about doing screenings with paycheck to paycheck that in town halls so people can talk about that's my life and this is what I need. Bringing in the Chamber of Commerce, bringing in businesses who have been really creative, I think, in flexible hours, helping people go back to school, educating young women that they are not to be provided for, but to think of themselves as providers, educating women to be 21st century employers. I talk a lot to women who travel. You know, I said those women who are your room attendants while you travel are all pretty much on the brink. Leave them a tip. It's small. You can do it today while you're all traveling. There are small little things. Educate your daughters about finance. Explain to them that someone's not riding in here on a horse going to take care of them. They need to be smart about financial matters. They need to understand that there's a direct correlation between poverty and the brink and their education. Delay childbirth until you have your degree. Understand what kind of job you can get with your degree before you incur a lot of loans. If you're going to be an English major, what are you going to make with that? Find a partner who understands that you also want to work and find out what their ability is to pay to co-join your finances and raise your family. Local mayors can obviously do a lot in terms of educating women, making jobs available for women, working with businesses to promote a culture. Boston is trying to be the first city to erase the wage gap. There's a lot of things like that. Women are 70% of minimum wage earners, as I said earlier. There's a lot you can do with raising minimum wage, and I know many of you already have. And to really, I think, communicate to the women in your city that they have access to contracts for the city and, you know that they're out there. Talk to business leaders, do town halls, all of those kinds of things are really helpful.
You can read the City Festo at ShriverReport.org. Besides New York City, mayors from Sacramento, Boston, Philadelphia, and Los Angeles are among those who have joined the effort. The group will have a kickoff meeting August 10th through 11th in New York. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.